Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome back to All of It. I'm Matt Katz, filling in for Allison Stewart. A new podcast from the CBC brings us inside the world of a woman's prison in Canada. Producers got extraordinary access to the Grand Valley Institution Prison in Ontario, where they followed women at all steps of incarcerated life. The host, Rosemary Green, is a former inmate herself, so she intersperses her own experiences into the narrative. She explores addiction, love, loss, and trauma. The resulting 9-episode series is intimate and at times jarring. Here's a snippet from episode 2.
I went into prison illiterate. I didn't know how to read. I couldn't write. Because growing up, I had been such a troublemaker. I wasn't focused on school. I was focused on other stuff. And while I was in prison, you have nothing but time. The Twilight series had just come out. And, you know, a girl on one of the ranges, she had a poster of the Twilight. And of course, Edward, who's like one of the lead characters, was so good looking. And I was like, oh, I have to see this book. Like, I heard all about it. It was coming out and I was so excited. And anybody will tell you, if they're in prison, the moment you see a paperback book that is about 1,500 pages, you run from that. Because the literacy level in prison is very, very low. But I wanted to read this Twilight series. I wanted to read this book. Well, it took me months to read it because I had to keep going back over. I could read small words like the, they, sister, basic word, brother. But it was like the bigger words that I really struggled with. But I kept going back over. I kept going back over. But also around this time is when I really got into my faith. And I discovered God was when I was in remand. So between this Twilight series book and trying to read the Bible, it was like, you know, I got to get this right. I have to learn to read. And nobody's going to teach me. And I'm happy to say, now I can read. I may not be the best speller in the world, but I'm here and I can read.
And that voice you just heard, Life Jolt host Rosemary Green, is here with us now to talk about her new podcast, Life Jolt. Hi, Rosemary.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Thank you for being here. And also with us is John Chipman, producer of the podcast. Hi there, John.
Hi, Matt.
So I want to start with you, Rosemary. You're Canadian, and to give a little background for our listeners, you were arrested in Miami for smuggling drugs from Panama to Canada for a Colombian cartel, and you ended up doing 60 months in prison in Minnesota. And we're going to talk about your experience in prison a bit, but can you first tell me how this extraordinary podcast came about? How did you come to make this thing?
So it's actually funny that you shared a clip from me learning to read, because I think that journey was the beginning of the end for me. So what it's crazy. Every time I hear that that episode, I actually blush to think of my reasoning behind reading that book. But yeah. When I started to, when I came back home from prison, I wanted to go back to school after some series of events have happened, which we'll hear later on in the podcast. But I went back and I got my high school diploma, and after that I went on and did a human services certificate, and then I did my social service worker diploma. And when I was doing my social service worker diploma at Conestoga College, I actually did a student placement at an initiative here in Kitchener, Ontario. It's called Community Justice Initiative. And what they do is they go inside prisons and they are volunteers and they work with women who are going to be reintegrating. They create what's called circles, and it's circles of supports where volunteers go in and just support women while they reintegrate, and also on a Tuesday evening go in and do like crafts and games with the women. So anyways, I was a student with this agency, and so I started doing this, I was helping with the volunteers, helping to support the volunteers on how to basically, you know, how to deal with women that were struggling with recidivism, right? And that's basically the circle of going back in prison. Long story short, I left there after going on, because I went on and I'm doing my undergrad in community and criminal justice now. And John actually has the whole story. He was looking for a host with experience, lived experience, and also somebody who's a little stable, because sometimes we can be a little unstable. And he went through like 6 different people before me, and I would say that 7 is a number of perfection, and he found me. And, you know, it's crazy because, like, CBC Radio is, like, huge in Canada, right? Like, here I am, sure. Just this woman who's just trying to make a difference, and they found me, you know?
Amazing. John, yeah, was tell me about fun.
This project I've been, you know, I've been at it for, actually, April was 3 years since I first went into Grand Valley. And, I mean, it's, you know, this type of project really comes down to access. It comes down to the voices, and it's difficult. It takes a long time. You know, it took me a long time to get into the prison again. It took me a long time to find women and gain their trust on the inside. And then it took me a really long time to find Rosemary, because as she said, you know, like, hosting is a difficult job and it's completely outside of her wheelhouse. And so, you know, I knew very early on that I wanted someone to be someone real, to be the voice for these women, someone who had something personal to add to it and who could relate to them in a real way. Right. One of our big concerns when we're developing this was we wanted to find light, right? There's so much darkness in prison, and there's so much darkness that leads people into prison, and we wanted to find ways to bring in light. And so that Rosemary is really the light, right? Like, she's come through the whole process, you know, she's been out now for more than a decade, and she's really turned her life around. And I knew that it was important for listeners to have that light. What I didn't really appreciate until we got into it was how important Rosemary would be for the women themselves. Because, like, they're going through this real time. We were with them in the prison. We were with them the day they got out. We were with them 3 months after they got out, and 6 months after they got out, and a year after they got out, and all the struggles that they face. And, you know, Rosemary doesn't really present as someone who's lived the life that she's lived. And you should have seen their eyes open really wide. I remember vividly this moment when we were with someone and they didn't realize that Rosemary wasn't a journalist, that she was someone who'd been in the system, and look at her now. Right. And it gave that woman, and I'm sure it gave all the women that we met, hope that if Rosemary can do it, then they can do it too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Rosemary, why did you want to tell your story? Why did you want to do this? Did you feel a need to tell your story?
Well, I think it was, I didn't want my pain to be in vain, right?
Mm.
And
yeah,
it's hard to say, because when I look back, because I had to, going into it, I had to make sure my children first and foremost were ready. My husband, I had to make sure he was ready. And they understood why I wanted to do it, because I exposed all my nakedness, right? Like, my wounds and the pain and the journeys that I went through, and nobody wants to do that. You come back out into society, I actually have a sleeve of tattoos, and I wear a long sleeve shirt all the time just so nobody can see my tattoos, because, you know, I always felt like there was so much shame in it because my tattoos are my story. But then I was tired of walking in shame, and I made a promise when I left prison to the women, an internal promise. I said to myself that I will always be the voice for those who are silenced. I knew I had a strong voice. I always knew that. And before CBC came along, I was already out there doing work as a, you know, a social justice advocate and pursuing it in my career of ways that I could support women and men who have been in conflict with the law. I knew that this was my calling, and I wasn't going to let what happened to me define me. I was going to use it to be able to be my little push to make change in the world, no matter what that looks like, big or small.
Yeah. Right, right. Rosemary, I'm curious, like, how would you describe your time in prison to someone who asked a simple, open-ended question like, you know, what was prison like?
It was breaking. Prison broke me. Prison broke me. That's the most simplest way I could say. Prison didn't rehabilitate me. Prison didn't make me a better person. Prison broke me. And it was people that believed in me and came alongside me, strangers. And that's another reason I do this podcast, is because strangers, so just letting people know that you have the ability to change someone's life, came alongside in me, alongside, saw the value and the gifting that I had, and just helped uplift me and encourage me and literally speak life into me. And that's what revived me. But I was a dead soul, and I was broken when I came out of prison. I was half the woman. I had lost half of my teeth in prison from malnutrition. I had a broken foot that was never healed properly in prison, where I still suffer with walking issues. So I came out half. I wasn't a mother anymore, which was what my identity was before I went into prison. But then people spoke life into me. And then I was able to get up and say, no, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to take my mess, and I'm going to turn it into a message of hope.
That's beautiful, and I'm so glad you did. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with host of a new podcast from the CBC called Life Jolt. We're speaking with Rosemary Green. That's who the voice you just heard, and her producer, John Chipman. John, you know, you sprinkle Rosemary's story throughout this episode, and she sort of compares other women's experience to hers because you're interspersing her story with others. Why did you choose to tell this story and structure this podcast in that way?
Well, we feature over the course of the 9 episodes, I think 7 women plus Rosemary. And you know, this is as much Rosemary's story as it is the women's, but it's more than that too, right? I mean, Rosemary's experiences are different. Everyone's experiences in prison are different. She spent time in the U.S. system, and mm-hmm. and all the other women that we spoke to were specifically at Grand Valley, which is a federal penitentiary. You know, we visited people at other detention centers, at provincial detention centers who are waiting. You know, we spoke to someone who was awaiting their sentencing before they got in. Like I said, we follow people out. Sadly, people stumbled when they got out and they ended up back in the system. And so we saw them again after they had been back at the system and trying to figure out if they'd be released again. And I think really, like, we just, the podcast is structured kind of, it is a journey through prison. We start before people get in, we follow them inside prison, and we look at specific issues like parenting. You know, in Canada, we have an enormous problem with overrepresentation of Indigenous people in the prison system, and that's an issue that we explore. And then we look at the issues around, and we come out of the prison, and we follow people back in to look at the issues around reintegration and how easy it is for people to fall back into the same lifestyle that led them there in the first place. And we kind of end where we begin, right? As Rosemary said, one of the most difficult things for her when she went in was that disconnect with her children. You know, she tells this incredibly powerful story about when she was arrested and the immigration officer holding the picture of her children and how traumatizing that was for her. Because, you know, he said, if you don't tell us the truth, you'll never see your children again. And we end with Rosemary sitting down with her kids, her two oldest daughters, and talking about the legacy of her incarceration and what it was like through their eyes and how her struggles became her successes and how, wow. You know, they took away. They struggled when she struggled, and then when she kind of, you know, was reborn and found a way forward for herself, then they gained strength seeing what she's been able to become. So we really try to show the arc of the experience. And like I said, find places where there is hope. And Rosemary is a big part of that because she's done such an incredible job at turning her life around.
Rosemary, I imagine there are so many moms that you were in prison with. What do moms separated from their kids in prison talk about? I mean, what are those conversations like inside?
It's hard. A lot of us shut down, right? Like, a lot of us don't talk about that because you're in survival mode at that time, right? Like, I really think that people really need to understand that. You know, a lot of times our fight or flight or freeze is ignited in situations where there's, like, you know, severe trauma or something along those lines. As a prisoner, those are ignited right from the get-go. And if you're doing, like, a 5-year bid or a 10-year bid, those are on for a long time, and you shut down. You shut down the parts of you. I did. I shut down the part of me that made me weak, and that was my children. And it sounds hard to say, but look what happened with the immigration officer. Look how he was able to use the picture of my children and almost totally derail me. Like, just think of the mental aspect behind that. Think of the mental trauma that I endured at that and in that one conversation. And that's why I really can't say enough is that people need to be mindful of how they're speaking and how we're we're conveying our thoughts or are preceding people, right? Like, you really don't know. And that's why this podcast is so important, because it takes you on a journey that's so different. And these are women, these are mothers. And I say this once and I'll say it again. If you can't see me as a human being and that I'm just a convicted felon that was so deserving of the conviction and the time that I got, then look at the eyes of my children. You know, I got four children, Lola, Melina, Elijah, and Olivia. If you can't see me, then see them. Are they worthy? Do they deserve a second chance? Do they deserve to have a mother who's rehabilitated? And so these parents, I see these women that just trying to cope, and they get involved in unnecessary behaviors and bad habits and bad relationships and just in this vicious cycle. It's because there's no grasp of hope when you're inside. And you really try to hold on to the little bit of sanity that you have left in you. And by holding on to your children, sometimes that's not your sanity. So it's really hard. And that's the whole hope that I had in this podcast, is that people could understand from a different perspective that this is something, we made a mistake. But if we were all judged based off our mistakes, man, where would this world be, right? So that is what's so important about this, that we see things from a different light. We are not just convicted felons. I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother. I'm a wife, and I'm a daughter. Yes. So if you can't see past that crime, then see deeper inside of me. And that's the hearts of my children who lost a mother for 5 years. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that I didn't deserve what I got. Believe you me, none of us in the episodes will ever say to you we didn't deserve our time. We all got what we asked for. And we entered into those, and all of us said, you know, we did the time. We did the crime, we did the time. But don't carry that against us anymore.
Rosemary,
I think it's important.
I just wanted to add. Yeah, we're running up against the clock, but real quick, please.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say, you know, I think that a lot of people look at the criminal justice system either through the lens of victims or either through the lens of perpetrators, right? And I think really what this experience for me as an outsider who's never had experience of the criminal justice system is people are both, right? Like Rosemary has experiences as both, and that's what you find so much with people that have been through the system.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Rosemary. The new podcast is called Life Jolt. We so appreciate you coming on. Check out the podcast. Rosemary, Happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, Matt, thank you so much.